And preaching. Lord, is something here. Just as nervous today as I was then. Because who I serve is what matters. Jesus. Pray for us. I don't know. God's just put a scripture on my heart. Don't know what we'll do with it. Don't even want to do anything with it, but what God wants to do with it. Amen?
Amen.
That's all that matters to me. Mm-hmm. John's Gospel, St. John, 8th chapter. St. John's Gospel, 8th chapter. As I said, pray for us. We'll start at verse 31. Very simple. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples. I want you to notice it says continue. Then you will be my disciples. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free.
Amen. Amen.
They answered him, we be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. How say ye, sayest thou, you shall be made free? Jesus saith unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in thy house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I want to go up to 44th verse now. I want to read a verse over here. And then pray that the Lord will take it and use it. 44th verse reads like this. I'm going to read 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth. Listen to this now, that because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it.
Yes.
Amen. That's all.
Amen.
Pray for us. God has laid on my heart trust and freedom. That's the two things that come out of those scriptures that I read to you. Trust and freedom. Trust and freedom. Trust is something that you will not find in this world. Did you know that? Trust is not of mankind. God, Jesus said, I am the truth. In another scripture, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
He said, I am truth. In me, is truth. He said, in the world, there is no truth and there is no freedom. I want you to notice that now. There is no truth and there is no freedom. You say, how would you say that, preacher? The Bible said that let every man be a liar and God be the truth. Amen? There's no truth in us. There is no freedom in us. There is no goodness in us. No matter what men must think and what they must say. Now, I know that in the day and time that we're living from, I believe that a truth will separate the bad and good. I believe that's what truth does. It separates the good and the bad. That's what truth will do. It sets them apart. It sets them separate. It separates them and puts them in a different place. But people are looking for the truth and freedom in our land and country. Let me say it like this, folks. Truth does not come by man, and truth does not come by laws. There is no law that gives you truth in this land and country. I know people think that, there's a problem, we'll just make a law to fix it. Let me tell you something, folks, today. There is no law that man can make that will set us free, because there is no freedom in the laws. But let me tell you what Jesus said. I am truth. And if I set you free, he said, you will be free indeed. You'll not be bound. I know that they're saying all kind of stuff here in this land that we live. But folks, it's of Satan. Today, in our land and country, did you know that everybody is grabbing a hold of religion? They think religion is the truth. Let me say to you today, folks, there is no truth in religion. None. Religion is the act of the creature. Religion is what man can do. Religion is what the rules that man makes. Religion is something that is of mankind. But let me show what the Bible said that I read today. The truth is in the salvation of God. Salvation is the truth. Salvation is the gift of God. And it's the only hope for truth and freedom in this land. Wherever we go, I know that many today, boy, they don't want to stand in the gospel. They don't want to hear the gospel. They say it's all right if you're preaching inside these four walls. You just keep it in here and it'll be fine. Let me tell you, folks, the inside of these walls, it's here, but this is not where it needs to be. Praise God. We can't get a person in our Congress, in our Senate, in any position in the world out there. They are worried about man's rules and man's truth and what man stands for and what man can give them freedom of. Let me tell you something. What they need to do is take the truth, take the word of God, the real truth, and be willing to stand up in the White House or wherever they might be and declare the truth. It's the only hope. It's the only peace. It's the only freedom that you'll ever get and you ever need. Truth and freedom. Boy, I tell you what, the Bible said in one scripture, he said there will come a time when they will call sweet bitter and bitter sweet. They'll call evil good and good evil. And they'll, what's the other one? I can't even think of it. But there's another one. But what it means is exactly what it says. And there will be a time, and it's right now, and it's been in many times. But there is a time when there
there is no right and there is no wrong. Our country has made laws, and that's to try to give freedom. And boy, what they have done, they say they make laws that exploit sin, that tells you that it's all right. They say that they make laws that give everybody rights. They don't care about the Word of God and what God says and what the truth is. They make laws that it's all right for a man to be with a man. It's all right for a woman to be with a woman. It's all right to do whatever you want to do and to be whatever you want to be. Folks, that's not freedom. That's the freedom that our laws and our people are seeking to and wanting. And boy, let me tell you something. What they are doing is burying themselves in the lies of Satan. Like he said there, he's a liar and a father of it. And there is no truth in him.
Our land and country is turned to what they think man can do. Let me tell you something, you'll never find no truth or no freedom in anything man does or in any law that man makes. There is no freedom and truth in it. Jesus made it very plain. He said, I am the truth. Amen. And if any man, he said like this, he said, the truth is that God is real, God is alive, God is a spirit, and God will you to worship him, and the only way that you can worship him is in spirit and truth. You got to be in the spirit and in the truth to worship God. That's the only way that you can. There is no way in this world. I know they've been trying for many years, and they've tried so hard recently, folks, that they are just they're just burying themselves deeper and deeper in the laws of man and the trust of man and the trust of Satan. Let me tell you something. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He said, if any man see heaven and see my Father, he's going to have to come through me. I am the truth, and it's the only way to get to the other side of that beautiful place that's called heaven. It's through and by the truth and then of the gospel, no other way.
Amen.
There's no other way. The Bible says the truth will stand when the world's on fire. Amen. Did you know truth is going to stand when this place is burned? How the truth, Jesus and God and his people, is going to stand. We are the truth. Well, let me tell you something. This bond is that. Let me look at it like this just a little bit. You pray for me. I don't know where God wants to go with this, but I believe somebody needs to hear it. I tell you what, I believe that in our land and country today, that most of our children are in bondage. They're in bondage because of their parents' habits and their parents' livelihood and the way they live, and they don't have a shot. Boy, unless the church gets out of these four walls and spreads it into the nation and let the truth and the freedom bell ring out through about Jesus Christ and him only is the only hope that you have. Folks, you can trust in many things in this world, but I tell you one thing, there is no hope in this world. There is no freedom in this world to offer you. But praise God, I've got the remedy for it. Kids, oh, isn't it sad when you look around and you see parents and their habits
and their livelihood and the way they live. And you see those little kids coming up in all of that. Folks, they are in bondage, and that is the bondage of sin. It's the bondage of habits. It's the bondage of their lively nature, how they live, how they depend on the things of the world, how they turn to them for the things that they like. Let me tell you, in our world today, they're saying, if it pleases the flesh and it's pleasurable, do it. Let me tell you something, that's Satan's way, that's Satan's word, that's Satan's life, and he's got it right where he wants it right now. He's going to take you down to a devil's hell. Folks, the truth, the Bible said very clearly, with set you free from the bondage of sin and make you something special in this world. Freedom. I have freedom. I'm free. Did you know truth and freedom? Truth and freedom is not by man, or it's not by law. But let me put it like this, very plain to you, you that are sitting here today. If you want truth and freedom, I'm talking about truth. I'm talking about God living in you. I'm talking about God's Spirit living within you. I'm talking about God's Spirit talking to you. I'm talking about His voice. I'm talking about you hear His voice, and He hears your voice. He said in one scripture, He said, "My sheep know my voice. Praise God, and a stranger will they not follow." Let me tell you something. I'm talking about a real God and a real Spirit and a real livelihood, truth and freedom. If you want freedom, the freedom that you need is freedom from the bondage of sin, and the truth is the gospel and the only way to get that.
That's right.
Freedom. Truth. I asked you, would you sub this angel to yourself? Do you want to go to heaven? Have you heard enough about heaven to want to go there? If you've been inside the four walls, you have. But if you're listening to what's out yonder, folks, you haven't even heard enough truth to even decide that there is a heaven and there is a hell. Did you know that? Did you know that most of the people out there have not heard enough truth and does not believe in the truth enough to know that there is a hell? Did you know that most people, as they talk today, and somebody passes away, doesn't matter what kind of criminal they were, anything about it, it don't matter what kind of life they live, they say, "Oh, they're up there looking down on you." Praise God, it's not that way. If you don't have the truth, and if you don't have salvation, and if you've not been set free, like Jesus said, from the bondage of sin, you can't go where Jesus is.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you want to go? Have you been set free? Jesus said it like this, "I am the door." That's what He said, "I'm the door." There are three doors that I might mention today. Jesus said, "I am the door unto salvation. I'm the door into what you need, into going into that beautiful city that's called heaven." But you know, there is another door. Jesus said, "I'm the door to the straight and narrow way." That's what He said. If you walk in this, if you get in, if you go to heaven, you're going to have to get in the straight and narrow way. And the only way into it is through and by me, through and by the truth, through and by Jesus Christ Himself. He said, "I am the door into that narrow way that's going to heaven." Praise God. But there is another door. And the door to the broad road.
is going down to destruction. And the Bible says that it's broad and big and wide. And it said many will go in thereat. Many will go in that door and hit into that broad road of destruction and please the flesh and believe the lie of the world and the lie of the devil and the truth that the world's given out that there's not no truth in. They'll believe that and they will go down the head of that door of destruction, down to that broad road. But by the last the two, and let me tell you something. I'm glad that truth and freedom is by choice, aren't you? I'm glad that it is a choice that you have to make individually. You can choose to go that straight and narrow and yet be born again and have the salvation of the Lord in you and His Holy Spirit in you, or you can choose the broad road of the lies of the world and the truth that Satan's given out, which is nothing but a lie. And you can go into that broad road and enjoy sin for a pleasure and die and go to hell.
Yeah. Right.
It's your choice. And then there's a third door. Those two are by choice. You can choose either one of those, and it's your choice. But I say choose God's salvation.
Yes.
Choose with all your heart and soul. Because there is another door. This one is not by choice. The third door is not by choice. The third door is the door of death into eternity. And you say, well, now when I get to that, I'm just going to say, I don't want that. I'm not ready for that. I'm going to turn that away. Let me tell you something. When the death knocks, that door opens for death. There is no choice. You have no choice. It's too late for choice. You've already made your choice. You've already made it. Folks, you got to make it while you're in your right mind and while you're here in this life. You've got to make a choice now. You've got to decide what I want in my life. Do I want my kids to be in bondage of my lifestyle? Do I want my grandkids to be in bondage of the lies of this world and the freedom of the laws of this land? Do I want them to be burdened with the choices that I've made that was wrong, that was according to the world? Let me tell you something. The most important thing that you can do is to make the right choices. Live before them and make sure your kids and your grandkids are not in bondage because of your life. Once you set the example, once you make that and embed that into those kids, did you know Satan has got such a hold on them that it would be almost possible to pull them out of the fire? Oh, yes. It's important that every one of us live every day of our life. Praise the Lord, like it's our last, and live every day of our life before our kids and our grandkids and our friends and our neighbors, and let them know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is truth. But it's in this book, it's in this word. The truth is, you're going to live forever or you're going to die forever.
That's
the truth. Your choice. What are you going to do with it? Truth and freedom. I'm glad when I chose truth, I got freedom.
Yeah.
Amen.
They go to say,
yes.
When I chose truth, I got freedom.
Amen.
I was no longer bound in the bondage of sin. I was no longer a servant, as the Bible, as I read there. If you sin, you're a servant to it. If you are obeying sin, you're a servant to it. You say, I'm not a servant to it. That's what they said. I'm not, but he said, you are. Amen. If you haven't chosen Jesus and you're living a sinful life, you are a servant to Satan and to sin. And don't you ever doubt that the seed you sow will bear on your everyone around you.
And what are you going to do with Jesus? What are you going to do with him? You need the truth. You need the truth. You need freedom. And as they get a verse of a song, I think that's enough. If the Spirit hasn't spoke to you by now, it probably won't. But I guarantee you one thing. Don't let man speak to you with a manly voice and cause you to make a decision. Decision does not come because of what I said. Decision should not come because of what someone else said. There is a voice that speaks. And that voice is the Holy Spirit of God. It's a small, still voice that's not audible. You won't hear it with your ears, but you will hear it with your soul. Amen? God speaks to the soul. God speaks to the inner man. God speaks to that. And if you hear that voice, if you hear that conviction, if you hear God through and by the gospel and through and by the Spirit of God, if you hear that voice saying, boy, you need that. You need that beyond anything in this world. You need the truth. You need to be set free. You need to walk the aisle. You need to bow your face and cry out and say, Jesus, I want that truth. I want that freedom. I want to live a life that is rich in the Spirit of God. I want to be that quiet, and I want to go to heaven when I die. Then, folks, while we sing a verse of a song, I want you to stand, and I want you to obey that Spirit and that small voice that's speaking to your inner man, not coming through your ears, but speaking to the soul through by the Spirit and through by the gospel of Jesus Christ, the truth and the only source of truth. And if you know that, and you want to just obey, you've got to make a choice. You've got to obey what God said. He said, I want you to choose this day whom you will serve. And praise God, if you choose this day to serve Satan and sin and the devil, you'll live that life. But I beg with you today to choose Jesus and live forever and never die. Oh, you say you'll never die. That's what Jesus said. We'll never die. But we'll live forever and ever.
Let Satan say you don't need it. Satan say don't do it. If you listen to him, you're going to die from the hell. Bible says you're going to believe a lie and be damned. That's what it says. He said you can believe it. Satan puts it up in the truth. But I read to you there is no truth in it. No truth in Satan.
Says about that door. I'm read just a couple scriptures. See, God is going to knock at your heart. There's no doubt about it. He said, I will knock at every man's heart. But you got to choose.
Yeah.
You got to choose to go to heaven. You got to want Jesus. You got to want to get sin out of your life. You want to be saved. One scripture says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hard-hearted, you can't go to heaven. In Revelation, in the last book of the Bible, he speaks like this. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, praise God. I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me.
Right.
Could you expect more than that? God said, I'm going to knock. If you'll just come, if you'll just come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, if you would just come as you are, you can't change anything. You can't get better. You can't get better for tomorrow. Tomorrow, you can't do anything to get yourself better. It don't matter. Some people, the devil say, well, you need to get this straightened out. You need to get that straightened out. You need to change this. And you need to change your mind and your attitude and the way you talk. Let me tell you something, friend. That's Satan's truth and that's Satan's lies. That's what it is. You can't do nothing without the truth.
That's right.
That's Jesus.
Amen.
Only hope.
Amen.
That's the message.
That's his heart.
Thank you for your prayer. I felt God in it. God is real. God save you. God save you. Is there any word from anyone? Testimony, anything. Folks, if you leave here today without making a choice, this is not to put scare or fear in you. I hope and pray that God will give you another opportunity. He does not have to.
No.
When the Spirit of God speaks, he said, I will speak, and you must choose. If you make the wrong choice, he didn't say, I'll be back tomorrow. He didn't say, I'll be back next week. He didn't say, I'll be back next year. He said, today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Today is your day of choice. If you pass this day of choice up, you may never get an opportunity again, as God has called you. I hope you don't go home that way. I hope you don't go home disturbed. But I hope you do go home disturbed, really. And I hope, God, if you don't choose it today, God will give you another opportunity, but yes. I cannot tell you he will. But today, if he spoke, God will save you. That's what he said. Any words from anyone else? No, thank you for your time. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your prayer. Thank God for his spirit. Thank God for his leadership, for the message. And I trust that everybody can leave today being blessed. I have been blessed. Amen. The song that Tara will say, I have been blessed. I have been blessed. Thank you all. No other words? Yep, you go.